From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. Police in Charlotte, North Carolina, have decided to release body camera and dash camera footage from the fatal police-involved shooting of a black man earlier this week. Charlotte Police Chief Kerr Putney said Saturday that the footage is being released because it would not negatively affect the North Carolina State Bureau of Investigation's inquiry into the shooting.
I have decided that we're at a stage where I can release additional information without adversely impacting their investigation.
Community activists have been calling for days for Putney to release the video of the shooting of 43-year-old Keith Lamont Scott. Scott's family has viewed the videos and had called on Putney to release them to the public. On Friday, the Scott family released amateur video of the incident that had been shot by Scott's wife. Here in Washington, it was a day of celebration as President Barack Obama and members of a family that spanned four generations rang a bell to officially open the African American History Museum. Mr. Obama told the thousands gathered on the National Mall that the museum shows how protest and patriotism can inform one another.
How men can proudly win the gold for their country but still insist on raising a black gloved fist. How we can wear an I Can't Breathe t-shirt and still grieve for fallen police officers.
Others at Saturday's ceremony included former President George W. Bush, who signed the bill authorizing construction of the site in 2003, and Georgia Congressman and civil rights icon John Lewis, who called the museum a dream come true. This is VOA News. Syrian government forces and their allies have recaptured a strategically located Palestinian refugee camp on the northern outskirts of the city of Aleppo. As Edward Uranian reports from Cairo, airstrikes there have flattened buildings, killed and wounded scores of people, and left thousands without water on both sides of the city.
Amateur video showed multi-story buildings that had collapsed under intense Russian and Syrian government airstrikes Saturday on the rebel-held eastern sector of the city. Bomb craters were visible amid the rubble of some buildings. Syrian government media claimed that Syrian and Russian warplanes were targeting ammunition depots inside rebel-held areas, causing buildings to collapse. VOA could not independently verify the claim. The surge in airstrikes began late Wednesday after the Syrian government announced a renewed offensive to recapture all of Aleppo. That move came after the U.S. and Russia were unable to salvage a ceasefire that had lasted for nearly a week. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.
Authorities in Iraq say an attack on a security checkpoint in Salahuddin province has killed at least 12 people. Officials say that at least 23 people were wounded in the suicide car bombing Saturday morning. There was no immediate claim of responsibility. However, the so-called Islamic State has claimed multiple similar attacks. European leaders gathered in Vienna Saturday to discuss how to better fortify the Union's outer borders against illegal migration and human trafficking. German Chancellor Angela Merkel said that stopping illegal immigration and trafficking are essential elements of the way forward. She said, on one hand, it is necessary to discuss with Turkey the last conditions that are not yet fulfilled. Yet on the other hand, it is also necessary that especially Greece enforces the one-to-one mechanism, namely sending back refugees that are arriving illegally. Austria's Chancellor Christian Kern said that three major points discussed in the meeting included the expansion of Frontex to strengthen the protection of the EU borders, speeding up of Greece's asylum process and the Turkey-EU deal, and the speeding up of similar agreements with other non-member states. This year, Austria and other countries largely shut down the so-called Balkan route, a move that left thousands of migrants from the Middle East and North Africa and refugees stuck in Greece. For more on these stories, please log on to our website, voanews.com. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.